Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
At a Shell gas station in Chester, Jarnal Singh is working behind the counter. He has been picking up shifts, something his business partners at nearly a dozen locations across the state are also doing, because the current ban on skill games required him to cut back on employees.
These machines really helped us running the businesses on a daily basis. We had customers that would even come in and buy some merchandise products, which really helped with the sales.
Singh is a member of the Virginia Merchants and Amusement Coalition, a group which organized a two-day protest over Youngkin's proposed amendments to bipartisan skill game legislation. Participating VMAX stores didn't sell lottery tickets Monday, and they plan to close for an hour Tuesday from 3:50 to 4:50 p.m. The time slot is a reference to the 35-mile radius of a casino or historic horse racing facility that skill games would be banned from under Youngkin's amendments. Between the operating range limit and Youngkin's recommended higher tax imposition, VMAX says it could close many locally owned stores. In a statement, Youngkin says he supports small business owners having access to skill games, and his proposed amendments would, quote, establish an important regulatory framework to grant localities and Virginians a voice on the issue. But for Singh, he's hoping his protest leaves a mark, even if some business is lost this week.
It is a risk we have to take. But that is the only way we can get our voices across.
The legislature returns to Richmond Wednesday, where they'll address all of Youngkin's vetoes and amendments during a reconvened session. In Chester, I'm Brad Kuttner.